Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Kirk Smith, and I've got a very, very handsome co-host, and here he is.
Oh, that's me, Graham K. Hello, everybody. thanks for tuning in again. I just thought there was another guy in the room with you over there on that cruise ship. I don't know who you're shacking up with over there. Kirk's doing comedy on a cruise ship again. I'm in New York City. And you know what happens at sea stays at sea, Kirk. That's what they always say.
Oh, brother.
That's what you always tell me anyway.
Brother, listen.
Yeah. I'm always like, hey, Kirk, what are you doing at sea? He's like, you don't need to bring that up. Go ahead.
Sorry. I was just going to say, I don't know if there's even room for me in this cabin the size of a broom closet. But two people definitely don't fit. How's New York treating you, buddy?
Well, I rented an apartment probably roughly the same size, so, pretty good, pretty good. No, New York's good. Everything's good. It's a lovely day, beautiful day. I live in a Caribbean neighborhood, and my friend lives down the street from me, and they had a caravana this week, and it was so loud on her block that she, for 2 days straight, nonstop bass, that she rented a hotel room in a different neighborhood. Isn't that fun?
That's funny. That's great.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, man. They love to party. It's amazing. The subway, on the underground subway platform was shaking from all the bass. I swear.
Brutal.
Right above it was like a street party. It was just like, I was waiting for the subway and it was just like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I do feel like I should apologize to our listeners and to you, Graham. This is a bit of a delay on this call, so we're gonna be talking over each other more than usual, and there's gonna be some awkward pauses, which just because I'm at sea. Speaking of which,
you're at sea.
My week in review. I got a call from my son, and the internet's choppy out here, so the FaceTime call pops up. And it's just a picture of a hairy man's chest. And so I got just a whole screen of chest hair. He hasn't adjusted it at all. So I knew it was my son. But other than that, I'm like, who? Looked like I was getting a call from a Turkish man. It was just all chest hair. They panned up a little bit. His aide panned up. And then he's picking his nose. And so we went straight to that game where don't pick your nose. So that's what's going on in my week. And he's laughing and picking his nose.
That's not too different from the FaceTime chat we had an hour ago where you were like, I could see you. You're picking your nose. I was like, oops, sorry, buddy.
That's true.
That's
you did do that.
Two in a row.
I think that's our move. Two in a row. Yeah. I eat too much on the phone and you pick your nose too much on the phone. It's a perfect match.
Yes.
Together we're a complete man.
That's right. At least I'm not picking and eating.
Yeah, if you combine us, you're picking and eating. That's JJ's move. Good. Don't do that, people. It really grosses me out.
Oh, boy. Anyway, so how is the chat
with
Pete
your doing?
Son?
Yeah, his son chat was good. He's doing okay. He's starting school. It's always a bit of an adjustment for him. There was an aide that was working with him that recluses herself from working with him. She thought it was too tough. So she sat out for about 6 months. And she's back, though. She's back. And I liked her because she kind of pushes him a lot to go on walks. And he needs a little push. You know, he needs a little loving push. Like we talked about, like Temple Grandin's new book where she talks about the loving push. And that's what he needs, right? He needs a little bit of a push. But he doesn't like it, so he pushes back. He'll whine a little bit, and she got nervous because he's a little physical and nobody likes to get hit. And so she set out for about 6 months, but asked her why she came back, and she said, well, at least with JJ, it's not boring. So I said, yeah, that's true. It's definitely not boring. It's exciting because some of the other people they work with, you know, are like in their 60s, and they just sit around the whole day and watch TV, and he's, you know, jumping around and doing stuff. And so I was really excited and encouraged that he came back.
That's great. That's great news. It is more exciting when at any moment you could be attacked by a fully grown man.
By a fully grown Turkish looking man, all chest hair.
But
so much hair, dude. So much hair.
He's a good kid, and he's harmless in the end, right?
He's a sweet boy, and it's not usually. I don't think he's ever really struck out in violence trying to hurt somebody. He gets frustrated, and he flails his arms, and he flails his legs. And when he's twice your size, you don't want to get caught in one of those little flails. You get that little arm bar coming across. It's not fun.
Right.
So it's
well.
I was talking to somebody last night.
Scary.
I did a show. Go ahead, bud.
Go ahead. No, I'm just saying that's less scary than if he's like running after you, trying to hit you. You know, you can sort of manage that. You know what's going to come, and you know it won't last.
Yeah, when
forever.
It starts to come, you take a couple steps back and let him flail about a little bit. Yeah, for sure. He's not coming to find you. Yeah. So, I'll edit this in post and try to figure out these things where I keep talking over you.
No, it's okay. I think it's doing okay. We can even leave this in.
I was just gonna say, last night I talked with somebody who I was in the theater last night. So there's probably, if I don't know, 800 people or something. It's a big show. So you get statistically quite a few people that have a kid with autism. And I was talking to a lady whose son has autism. We were talking about how sometimes in interracial marriages or unions, the kids look different. Because JJ, I feel like, has the possibility to lose his hair because his mom's brother's completely bald, and he's part Sri Lankan, so he's very he's got a lot of hair. So I was just thinking, like, in 5 years he's going to be bald and super hairy, and I look like I'm still in a Bible salesman still. And so it's going to be an unusual match. People are going to see us. Oh, it's pretty silly. Pretty silly.
I got news for you,
Kirk. I don't look like his father.
It already
is.
Yeah. Kirk, I got news for you. It's already an unusual match.
Yeah, it probably is. Yeah, it probably is. Yeah. I do a joke where it's like he's, you know, 4 or 5 on his mind. So in the cruises, he just wants to hang out in the kids' play place. And, you know, problem is he's half Sri Lankan, so he has like that full mustache. So it looks like just two grown men hanging out with a bunch of kids. And some lady's like, "Are some of these kids yours?" And I have to tell her, "No, man, we're just here to watch." So, yeah, it's always that awkward thing where they don't know that I'm the dad. And, we're not on the date. This is just my son, and he doesn't understand what's happening. So pretty funny.
I think he understands.
I
think he's the only one that understands what's going on.
That could be true. That could be true. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, "You guys are all idiots. Yeah. I'm here to play. Don't be a weirdo."
Playing's fun.
It was funny when I was in when I went to Sweden a couple of weeks ago. We went to IKEA, and he used to love IKEA, the kid play place, the ball pit, the especially we lived in Sweden for a year, years, you know, when he was probably 5 or something, long time ago, and he used to love that. He used to love that. And this last 2 times we went, he walks over to the kids' play place and he's like staring longingly at it. And then he walks away. It's super cute. It's super cute. I don't know what he's thinking, but it looks like he's thinking, "I remember I used to come here and play." And then he doesn't try to go in, though. He's just like, "Yeah, that was fun." And then walks away. It's really cute. Really cute.
You don't ask him if he wants to go in?
I'm afraid he's going to say yes. You know, I don't want him to say yes.
What's wrong with that?
You know, I've got this. Yeah, there's. Why they won't let a 20-year-old man go into the kids' play place and play in the ball pit with the little kids? Well, they're just not going to. Yeah,
wow.
There's a height requirement, and he's a foot and a half too tall. But try to climb in the shopping cart. He used to climb in the shopping cart. We used to push him around. I'm like, "No, you can't climb in the shopping cart." just some grown man with his legs pushed up against his chin in a shopping cart, getting pushed around. So
why not?
He's too heavy to push, man. He's too heavy to push.
No, he's not. You're a big, strong man. You
it's
make
all relative.
You push 20-year-old men on the basketball court all the time. In fact, you elbow them. I've seen it.
that's the biggest part I'm gonna miss of leaving LA is the basketball. It's outdoor games in December. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I know. So you are moving to New York?
October 1st, baby. October 1st.
Wow.
You heard it here first.
That's actually,
you heard
actually
it here
happening.
First. It's coming up.
Holy yeah, coming crow. Up. We're going to be doing this in person. Amazing.
We'll be talking over each other, but making eye contact in person at the same time.
Oh, I'm going to be so frustrated with you live. It's going to be great.
Oh, man. That's what you have in common with every woman I've ever dated. Perfect.
Yep. You bet. Well,
how's,
we'll
how's
just
Pete
move
doing,
on.
By
to,
way?
Yeah, so I was going to say, Pete's doing great. Well, he's not doing great. I'm worried about him. He's very lonely. He called me this morning, and he's like, I just need someone to talk to. And we talked for half an hour. And that's sort of a new thing, and I'm worried about it. He's emailing more, calling more people. He's really, right. I don't know what happened in the past 18 months, 12 months, but he's gotten real lonely, extra lonely, and I don't know what to do, and I'm worried. And that's all I can say about that. Maybe it's
what
just,
is he, 30 now, know, 33?
Yeah, he's 34.
34, sorry.
You know, it's, yeah.
So going through something, yeah.
I don't know, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. Ugh.
Well, I still feel like the pen pal is not a bad idea. We'll be getting him some more pen pals. You know, spreading out those 27 letters, 27 relatives who writes one of them a day. So he might get back one letter a day. They each replied 2 weeks later, you know?
Yeah. You know what? I forgot to tell him that. It's a good idea. I should do that. Well, I think he part of it is that
he's lazy,
too.
I don't know if you're open to this,
too,
but I...
That's... Go ahead.
Oh, right. He wants to... I was just going to say, I don't know if you're open to this, but you could probably... We probably have some listeners that wouldn't mind sending him an email once in a while, checking in on him, but yeah. I don't know if you're open to that.
I have to think about that. Most people are really nice, but I'm worried about creeps. You know?
Yeah, every once in a while you get somebody with bad intentions. That's true. That's true. Yeah. But the world also has a lot of good people, which kind of brings us to the news. You want to kick this off this week? You've got internet that
people.
Works better than mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great, by the way, great transition. Like, really pro.
Ooh.
You've done two really good pro transitions today. it's made up for a lot of your failings.
A lot of chewing behavior.
Okay, so we're going to do two good stories, two airplane-related happy stories. Good and happy news today. This one is from USA Today. The title is Dad Warned the Passengers Next to Him of Son's Severe Autism. So you're like, oh, man, what's this going to be like? But she was a speech therapist. Fee-oof. Because we've had a few of these sort of articles where it has the same half of the title as, you know, and then it's just a nightmare. Yep. And it's like, woman refuses to let autistic person sit beside her, you know, and then
right.
It's a nightmare. But this is the opposite. Right time, by the way, this is from Rasha Ali, who wrote this piece on USA Today, and it starts with, right time, right place. A speech-language pathologist detailed her experience on an international flight where she helped a 10-year-old boy with autism who is nonverbal communicate with his dad. Rachel Romero shared her story in 7 parts on Twitter. She said she was seated next to the boy and his father, who apologized to her in advance because his son had severe nonverbal autism and that this would likely be a difficult journey. Sound familiar, Kirk?
Very familiar. I've done that 1,000 times. Not 1,000, dozens of times.
Yeah. Yeah. She said that she explained to her father, she said that she explained to the father that she was an SLP and is experienced in working with children who are nonverbal. She then went on to detail that the boy's challenging behavior began before the 8-hour flight took off. Romero said the boy was screaming, hitting and grabbing for her things. The father repeatedly apologized, but did little else. Then Romero used her expertise to help. I tried to see if he was stimulable for communication board. I started by pulling up some standard images for basic nouns on my computer, but I could tell that that screens really bothered him. Romero wrote on Twitter. So I summoned my god-awful drawing skills and tried to create a very low-tech board. Romero drew symbols for things the 10-year-old was grabbing, and the boy was responsive to it. She noted that by the end of the flight, his previous behaviors had reduced quite a bit, and he was able to communicate with his dad using the symbol board. Ramiro's story received a lot of recognition on Twitter, where it was liked almost 400,000 times. A father replied to her Twitter thread and said, "You're my hero, plain and simple. My son is high-functioning autistic, and we've been blessed with people like yourself who made their mission to see him improve," wrote the dad. "I thank God every day for them, so please know that you're valued and appreciated beyond words." Others noted that meeting must have been fate. "You were meant to be there at that moment in time. You were the answer to that father's prayer," wrote a Twitter user. Isn't that nice? Right?
That's sweet. That's really sweet.
She goes, she also, really yeah, Miss Romero also wrote on Twitter, I'm looking at her tweets. She goes, "This was a human desire for communication, pure and simple, to connect with another person and share a thought." Romero ended the story. "Communication is a basic human right, and I was overjoyed to help someone find it. What a privilege and a gift." Very nice.
It is amazing to me that certain people are driven to just connect with people with autism. Like, no, these people need help, and this is what I want to dedicate my life to. And
yeah.
It amazes me. It shocks me and amazes me. But makes me very happy.
It's fantastic. This, would that have helped to be beside a speech therapist instead of the usual Kirk in your life?
Yeah, really, right? The usual. Yeah, I think so. I mean, of course that would help. Yeah, my desires at the time were even smaller. Just people that understanding and not trying to,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm not looking for somebody on a 3 or 4 hour flight to quote unquote cure my son. But yeah, just patience and understanding and yeah, that we're trying. So yeah, I do like the PECS idea with or whatever she called it, where you've got these little pictures and you're trying to communicate. PECS. At a base level, it is interesting, like how computers have changed that. Because, you know, I'm old enough. JJ's 20 now, so when he was coming up, the internet existed, but was not like now, where it's on an iPad, which did not exist. An iPad did not exist, and you have a data enabled iPad, so you can, you know, it is interesting when he has access to internet, what he's Googling. You know, it's obviously an insight into what he's thinking about. And so his search history tells us a lot. There's a lot of computers in there. There's a lot of pizza. So it is great, you know, that to be able to have that at your fingertips versus before you've got to have a drawing and then get it laminated and then, you know, carry it with you. And then, yeah, so it's really great. It's really great.
When it is great. I wanted to ask you one thing stood out to me in that article is, she was like, the father just apologized and did little else. Do you feel like
I thought that was a little judgy? Sort of I don't know what. Yeah, sorry, I was just gonna say I thought it was a little judgy. I mean, was he doing nothing else? Did you not see him do anything else, or is that your assessment, or who knows? I mean, it's always easier to
what is he supposed
to look
to do?
At somebody else's effort or parenting and be like, well, when I would have, how old is your autistic son? You know, so it's like. It's always easier to criticize somebody else's effort and ideas so that part wasn't my favorite, but that being said, maybe it wasn't anything else. I don't know. You know, some people do. You do get to a point where you give up. You're like, yeah, we've tried everything. Let's just suffer through this. So maybe that is the case.
Both ways I empathize.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is another article. It is from Fox News. A boy with autism struggled to sit still on a United Airlines flight, so crew and passengers stepped in to help. Brayson is a four-year-old boy with autism who usually loves to fly, but he became upset on a United Airlines flight from San Diego to Houston. The aircraft's crew and passengers had no trouble coming together to help him. The boy's mother, Lori Gabriel of Cypress, Texas, told CNN Brayson removed his seatbelt just before takeoff, saying he wanted to sit on the floor. It was impossible to restrain him. He was fighting both me and his father and took the both of us to try and get him back to his chair and get his seatbelt back on. He started kicking, screaming, and hitting. Gabriel said that's when a flight attendant came over and told us the flight couldn't take off until he's seated. I told the boy has autism. We're trying, just give us a minute. The flight attendant walked away. When Gabriel was still trying to keep the boy on his seat, she came back with two other flight attendants who asked the mother how they could be of help. Then they sprang into action, Gabriel said. First, they let Brayson sit on her lap for takeoff while the father was holding him. Then, after the seatbelt sign was turned off, his mother let the boy down because he was screaming and fighting her. So the crew let him sit on the floor next to them. When he's overstimulated, the vibration makes him feel better, Gabriel said. At one point, the boy inadvertently kicked passengers sitting across from them, a United Airlines flight attendant who was not working during the flight. She was just being nice and said it was okay if he kicks her feet, Gabriel said. Then the boy went to first class and started... it gets better. Then the boy went to first class and started kicking a man's seat, messing with it. Brayson seemed happy there, so he didn't want to move him, the woman said. So I told the man I'm sorry, but he said he didn't mind. He introduced himself to Brayson and gave him high fives. He said, he can kick my chair. I don't care. Everybody in first class was kind to him, asking his name, showing him pictures on their phones, letting him sit whenever he wanted, Gabriel said. The flight attendants kept asking if we needed anything, making sure everybody was taken care of. Just before leaving, the off-duty flight attendant who was sitting across from them gave Gabriel a hug and a handwritten note in which she commended her for her strength. You and your family are loved and supported, reads the note. Do not ever let anyone make you feel as though you are inconvenienced or a burden. He is a blessing, the note goes on. God bless your patience, your love, your support, and your strength. Continue to be a superwoman. Gabriel posted a picture of the note on Facebook alongside with pictures of Brayson on the flight and a shout out to United. United Airlines tweeted in response, It sure sounds like Brayson and your family had a great flight. We are happy that our crew was able to make it an enjoyable experience. We are overjoyed to see that we have such a loving and supportive passengers on board as well. We look forward to seeing Brayson again soon. Gabriel said her son usually loves to fly, but the flight earlier this month was the first long flight. The family was traveling back home from San Diego, where they've been on holiday. I'm just overwhelmed from all this kindness. It makes me want to cry, she said. For the first time, people have been very understanding and helpful about Brayson's autism. It's very promising. We don't have to care about what other people think because there are people who are caring, who understand. It gives me a lot of hope for the future. Isn't that nice?
Oh, man. Now we're going to get a letter from the first class passenger who's like, it wasn't that great.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I thought
I'm
he was
just
the best.
Joking. I thought he was the best. Too. Right, I'm shocked. Chair, shocked. Buddy. Yeah, go ahead. Kick it up. I'm in first class. Yeah. I'm eating my ice creams in first class. That's shocking.
Well, you know.
But great.
I'll tell you what. Yeah. It's you know, it's a good news story that United needed after they dragged that Asian man off the flight.
Oh, man. Dragged him out by his arms. By his arms. The guy was yelling, just kill me.
I think
just
it was United.
Me. I remember that. It was. It was United. It's definitely United. Yeah. It was an Asian doctor. I remember.
He was overreacting, though. Just kill me. Come on, man. But anyway, this is a nice story, and I think that it is a
shockingly
sign
nice
that in yes, it's really nice, and I think it's a sign that autism awareness is working. I don't think 5 years ago this
so
would have gone out that way.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah,
I think, sorry, I talked over you. I agree, buddy. Go ahead.
No, there's a delay. No, I just think that this is all due to our podcast, 100%. if it weren't for our podcast, this boy
yeah, we get all the credit.
The
sure,
we have
sure,
spread.
Sure. He'd have been kicking
awareness
people that have kicked him off. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh man.
No, but I don't know. I think, you know, a small part of the autism awareness movement is this podcast, and obviously other larger organizations. And I think that society is changing in that one small regard for the better, and it's nice, at least over here on in this part of the world. So I commend the staff. Letting the boy not be in a seatbelt was probably not regulation, but also a necessary move for that situation.
Well,
and
I think
also
maybe
I
they gave him a lap belt if he was on the lap.
Right, okay. Well, I commend the passengers for being adults, and I commend everyone involved for being adults. It's nice for being humane. And it's also an example of how people with disabilities make society kinder. I think all those people came together. And
I agree with
nice
that. I do think it's interesting too how, like, yeah, you know, you gave a shout out to United, which is fine, but it is really about the people, right? It's like whoever those three flight attendants that were working that day really made a huge difference to that family. So their yeah patience and trying to be understanding of where they're at and what they're doing is really made a huge difference, and that's the opportunity that our listeners and we all have to impact society. You don't have to be the CEO of a company to have an effect on the experience of the people around you. So those flight attendants really had an impact on that family, mm-hmm, for sure. And that the passenger, we were joking,
absolutely,
but in all seriousness, and the passenger in first class, who I'm never in first class, so who knows? But you know, he probably paid a lot of money for that seat or used his miles or whatever, and he was still cool about it, not like, yeah, you're wrecking the one time I've ever flown first class in my life. Instead was just like, you know, this is my day, and tried to be cool to that family, and it was really, really sweet.
Yeah, it's nice. Well, did we do it? We did another episode?
We did it, guys. This next weekend, the 14th, I'll be in San Francisco. Come check me out. San Francisco, one night only, Friday the 14th, I believe it is. I will be in a fundraiser for homes in Ecuador. San Francisco, glad tidings. Look it up on my Instagram. My
Whoa
Instagram is Kirk Smith Comedy. Come check it out. I'd really love it if you would. And then I'm back in L.A. for a few more weeks. You can catch shows in L.A. I've got a comedy store, a few other cool shows. Come say hi to me. Graham, what's going on with you, buddy?
Guys, I'm going to be East Coast Canadians. Come to Halifax Yuck Yucks on the 12th, 13th, and 14th of September. Also, I'm going to be at Toronto and surrounding Toronto, September 26th and 27th. I'm going to be part of JFL 42, so you got to buy your tickets now for JFL 42. There's tons of great acts that you get with that ticket, like super famous people, plus me. But I'm honored to have one of them. It's 42 comics, and they each get their own show, and I'm one of them, so I'm honored. I don't know what you're laughing at.
42 comics plus me is a great tagline for JFL.
Well, 41 plus me. But I'm also going to be at the Valley Forge Casino in New York on the 20th of September. So if you are in a sort of New York area, come see me there. All right, Kirk. And also you could check for my website, Graham K. Comedy, for date times, show dates, and all that stuff. I got some shows coming up in a couple months I'll be in Chicago again, and I'll be in LA in the new year. So anyway, that's me. Go to at Instagram K on Instagram and Mr. Graham K on Twitter, and guys, patreon.com, how about that? Patreon.com/autastic.
I was just gonna say, your support means a lot to us, guys. We've lost a couple supporters. We appreciate those of you who did support when you could, and for you new guys, we really appreciate it. It helps us pay for this. We have to buy some equipment, some hosting. There's some stuff associated with this. You can see how much money's coming in. We're not getting rich on this, but it does help. It does help us spread the word, and we appreciate it. And as always, like, rate, and review wherever you hear this podcast. Means a lot to us, guys.
Yes, thank you very much. Appreciate you listening.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.
What are you laughing at?